Accession number 21059, Reel 4.
Eric Wheeler, Reel 4.
Okay. Yeah, as I was saying, you see, you were with these people day in and day out, so you had to get along with them. That was the point. Yeah. But he was quite a reasonable bloke. Well, most of them were by that time, you see.
Do you remember any firing squads in Germany after the war?
Well, our company, it was kept a bit dark, actually. But some of our company were taken away, so-called on a firing squad. But we couldn't get anything out of them. I suppose, to a certain extent, they were sworn to secrecy or something like that. Yeah.
Did you just stay in Bergen, or did you go to other places in Germany?
No, just Bergen we ended up. Because this was after the war, mind. Yeah, yeah. I can't remember the name of the village we were at when I left the battalion. But when I came back to them, they were at Bergen. And we stayed, well, about, yes, it will be only just over a 12-month after that, I was demobbed.
How do you feel now about having served with the 4th Wiltshires in the Second World War?
Oh, quite well, really.
So you were never wounded?
No, I wasn't. Not really wounded. Once during the shelling in Normandy, I had a small piece of shrapnel come down on the back of my hand. And you see that bit of white there?
Just on near your knuckle, yeah?
Yeah, that's a scar. It didn't break the skin. It burnt more than anything. I didn't know it was there until it started burning, so I just brushed it off.
Did you have any mental wounds through serving?
No, not really, no.
Any nightmares?
No, no, I've never had any of that. Going back to the Reichswald battles, we were attached to the Canadians for a while. And our orders were to take over one of their positions. So I was on the sort of recce party to take them over, to more or less reconnoitre the position. Well, when we got there, they had a company pushed forward into no man's land. And that's the place we had the recce. Well, actually, when we crossed this bit of open space down towards this forward company, they were in a small copse there. That was under fire. We were on a jeep, and the Germans opened up, and a couple of the bullets hit the superstructure of the jeep, but no one was wounded there. Anyway, we got to this position, and there was a body on a stretcher let out, completely covered up with a blanket, see, that we thought was another dead bloke. Anyway, we'd been speaking, talking a couple of minutes, and this body suddenly sat up and threw the blanket off. Well, that shook me, because I thought he was dead, you see. And another bloke said afterwards, "My God," he said, "that gave me a bit of a turn when that bloke on the stretcher sat up." You assume that these men are dead, then they move suddenly.